Thank you for calling Devoted Health. For English, press 1. Para continuar en español, presione 2. Welcome to Devoted Health. Please listen carefully to the following options so we can get you to the right person quickly. If you are not a Devoted Health member and are calling for more information about Devoted Health plans, please press 1 to speak to an authorized sales representative. If you are already a Devoted Health member, please press 2 to speak to a member service guide. If you are a provider, for questions about your prescription drug coverage, please press 1. If your plan offers non-emergency transportation and you need help with this benefit, press 2. If your plan offers a food and home card benefit and you need to activate your card, check your balance, or have other questions, press 3. To speak with the next available guide, press 4. Or hang up and text.
Your call may be recorded for quality and training purposes.
Good morning. Thank you so much for calling Devoted Health. This is Kate. How can I help you today?
Good morning, Kate. My name is Phil Rice. I'm calling with a question about a referral from my doctor. He referred me to a local, I guess you'd say specialist. I'm not sure if that's the right term or not. And I'm a little unfamiliar with the vocabulary here. I'm looking at the order. It says pre-op orders at the top. And then as far as what's being ordered, I think he calls it a SynScope, SynScope, Holter monitor placement. Duration of the procedure is 2 weeks. And he referred me to a particular place here, and then I've been struggling to get scheduled. They most recently sent me, I got a voicemail that said that they're not in my devoted network and I'd have to pay $150 if I want to proceed, and they don't want to schedule me until they hear back from me. And I suspect they're probably right that they're not in the network, although I'm not sure. I have very little faith in the bureaucracy at this place. But if we assume that that's right, I don't necessarily mind paying $150. I'm currently doing that with my pain doctor, and then I submit for reimbursement. But what I want to do is, before I do anything else, I want to find out what my options are. So number one,
yeah,
and can I confidently accept their statements, make an appointment, go in, pay them the $150, and then that way I'm not having to try and straighten them out on any kind of insurance problems at all. We'll just take that out of the equation entirely. But it then means that I have to go through the reimbursement process, which, oh, by the way, I'm having terrible problems with. So the other thing I'd like to do is find out if there's an option that I have to go to someplace else. We can look up and maybe one or two other options in network.
Okay.
And maybe I could call that office and see if they're in fact able to do what needs to be done and get me scheduled within a reasonable period of time, meaning, a week or 10 days or so at the most. Then I can go back to my doctor and let him know that I'd rather go somewhere else. I'm 98% certain that my doctor doesn't care where I go. I think the story is that they don't check the insurance situation before they refer. They just refer. I don't know, they probably have a computer system where he says, this is what I want to do, and it just spits out somebody that's close to where I live. They do a good job of that, but not necessarily that they're in my network. So
I see.
That's a long story. I'll shut up and let you talk.
Yeah. No, thank you. I do need I have to. what was your full name and date of birth, please?
Right. Okay. So now you're going to look me up and we'll have to go through all this again. That's all right.
No. I got most of it. I remember it.
All right. So my full name is Philip Wright, and my date of birth is 4/25/53. And I want to let you know that you're breaking up a little bit. So I may not.
I am.
Yeah, I may not get everything that you say, but we're doing okay.
Okay. Okay, I think I have you. Mr. Rice, what is your phone number on file?
I don't know what number you have on file.
Okay.
My address is 168 Lindale Drive.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And then the city, state, and zip code.
Aurora, Colorado, 80014.
Perfect. Okay, I have everything. So we are looking. First, we're checking to see if the facility is in network. Am I right there?
Well, that might be a good place to start, sure.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think I have that out there. What is the name of the facility?
Yeah, so I've got a doctor's name, PayalKohli. Two words there, PayaL, first name, KohLi, second name, address 1411 South Potomac Street, Suite 190, Aurora, 80012. I've got a phone number, if that would help. It doesn't really tell me the name of the company on the thing. And if this gets to be problematic, we can skip this step. I'm willing to just take their word for it that they're not in network.
Okay.
I'd almost
rather. Yeah, they didn't seem to.
Pardon me?
It's not coming up.
Oh, all right. So let's just assume that that's right. They're not in network.
Okay.
And then the next question is, if I go and if I pay them the $150, can I be confident that I'll get reimbursed for it? Am I going to have a copay? If so, I just need to know what it is. I just want to know what the situation is going to be before we go any further. So if you just tell me what those rules are, I'd be happy to follow the rules. I just need to know what they are.
Let's take a look. One more time. What was the name of the procedure? I don't think I got that at the beginning.
All right. So are you ready?
For the imaging. Yes.
Syncope. You want to say scope, but that's not what it says. It's SYNCOPE. Is how it's spelled on the paper the doctor gave me. And there's more, Holter, H-O-L-T-E-R, Holter Monitor Placement. That, I think, is the procedure.
Okay. Holter, Syncope, Holter Monitor Placement.
Correct.
Okay.
And the word syncope may or may not be helpful there. It may be that you need to leave that off. That's under the word diagnosis.
Okay.
I think if you look under...
When it is much, like...
That's what we need.
So... You're going to hate this explanation, but it is more like niche procedures or imaging or treatments like that. We, in member service, we really can't quote very well. We can quote like MRIs, x-rays, things like that.
That's fine. I don't need a disclaimer. If you say you don't know, that's fine. If you say this is what I think, that's fine too. My plan is to call the place before I do anything. I'll tell them I've got devoted and give them my number and whatever it is that they need. And we'll verify whether or not they're in network. So I'm not going to blame you if they're not. But if there's no way to find out if they're in network, if there's no way for me to even find somebody that's in network, well, then maybe I'll just need to accept that I probably need to go to the place the doctor sent me to, or find someplace other than my insurance company that's going to be able to tell me who else might be able to do this procedure for me. The doctor's office probably can, if you can.
Typically what happens is the doctor's office will contact our provider line and give them each, like, procedure, treatment, everything has, like, its own code. And they would give our provider line the code, and our provider line will verify coverage, verify if it needed an authorization beforehand, and then we always want our members to try to stay in network, even on plans that are PPO, just because it's easier, really, for accounting. But if you do have to go out of network, of course, you do have the coverage for it. That's where I wish I could just say, yes, it would be $115, it's out of network, or $150, it's out of network. But it's just hard with, and as a member service guide, because we don't really have that much information for more niche things like this.
Or is it just that because you're a member services guide, you're just not really going to be able to answer? That's what I'm hearing you say.
Right.
Because for services.
Yeah.
You're just not deal. All right. And so go back and say what you said again, that the provider will call the who? The members? What is it you said that the...
It's called... It's our provider service. And I have a phone number
provider
for them.
Service. All right, so bear with me. I'm writing this down.
No,
provider
time.
Service. You just need to be patient with me. I am a little slow, but I'll get there.
I'm here for you.
Is it the provider service line? Is that the phrase that you used?
Correct.
All right, and there's a phone number where I could call them. Am I allowed to call them if I want to?
Well, no, it would be your doctor that calls them.
Will you tell me the number or not?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let me know when you are ready.
I'm ready.
877.
Right.
762.
Right.
3515.
So presumably, if my doctor's office calls that number with the information that I've got in front of me now, and they, of course, would be able to answer any doctor office questions and said, we've got this patient, we want to send them to get this procedure done, can you, provider service line, tell us, the doctor's office, one or more providers that live reasonably, you know, based on by geography, zip code or something, somewhere that's nearby, if possible, but that's also in network. And then the provider service may or may not be able to give them a list of one or more alternatives to the one that I'm at right now. Does that sound like a reasonable plan?
Yeah, from there, they will definitely be able to get you farther. They will.
All right.
I
don't need a long.
You're exactly right.
Skip the disclaimers.
Yeah.
It's just a waste of both our time for you to do that. I get it. I'm planning. I have an appointment with my doctor tomorrow at 10:30 in the morning. So that's definitely an option for me to consider. Is just wait until I'm in the doctor's office tomorrow, give them that phone number, and explain the situation then. And let them make the call. Another option would be for me to call the number and see what they tell me. And so those are the two choices I'm going to consider there. And I think as far as this particular issue goes, I don't think you're going to be any more help to me. I'm not necessarily trying to criticize you. It's the situation is you're just not equipped to deal with this question is what I understand the situation to be, and if you're not, then so be it. Let's just recognize that. and I'll go from there. Do I have it about right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If really we can like verify what's in a network, out of network, and we can just give you coverage for like more basic, like x-rays, things like that. But yeah, when it comes down to like more something like this, a procedure like this, we don't have every single code in front of us and every single piece of coverage. So that's when the doctor would call in and call into that line.
What would a code be? Is it like an 8-digit all numbers or numbers and letters? Or can you give me an example of what a code is so that I could recognize one if I saw it? Do you know?
Mm-hmm. So it's called a procedure code or a CPT code. Usually starts with a C, like for cat.
Stop, please. Did you say CPT code? Is that what you said?
CPT, cat, Perry, Tom, CPT.
Okay. CPP code or procedure. What was the first thing you said?
Code.
Procedure something? What was it, code?
Mm-hmm. Procedure code.
Just
or
a procedure. Okay. Or CPP code. Okay, so that's what it's called. Mm-hmm. And can you give me just an example of what a code might be? I've got some numbers on this thing, like it says ICD-10 R56. Would one of those be a procedure code, maybe?
Those sound more like diagnostic codes.
Yeah. All right. So what would a procedure code be? Again, so that I could recognize.
I believe they're usually 5 digits.
5-digit numeric?
Correct.
But you sound like you're not 100% sure. But okay, 5-digit.
No, they're typically 5-digit numeric. Usually there is never letters in the code, but they usually start with a C. But I think the C just references or indicates that it's going to be the procedure code.
All right. So maybe the letter C dash and then 5 numbers might be what a procedure code would look like. Yeah, okay. All right. All right. I don't think
maybe.
I have any more questions for you. Is there anything you want to tell me? What else do I need to know? And if not, I'll say goodbye.
No. I apologize that I couldn't give you more information, but definitely have your doctor contact us. We'll also verify if you needed authorization before the procedure as well, which would be important. And if there is anything else we could try to help with, you just call us back, 1-800-DEVOTED.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. You have a good day.